68. Tomorrow should be another hot day. I think we're around 90. A sun and cloud mix. Rain chances not quite zero, but under 20% tomorrow. Low 90s on Wednesday with widely scattered storms. And I think the number of those pop-up storms will start to increase as we get into Thursday, Friday, Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Then we have number four, Crunchy Frog.
Oh, yes.
Am I right in thinking there's a real frog in here?
Yes, a little one.
Well, don't even take the bones out.
If we took the bones out, it wouldn't be crunchy, would it?
In compliance with recent government mandates, this program is hosted by essential personnel. You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network. Time for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation. So there.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
All right, stay on. Greetings once again, cats and kittens. Welcome to Open Mic Night at the Fuzzy Popsicle. Quick announcement, I'd like to remind you all to tip your waitresses. They're working hard, and some of you keep your hands off the waitresses. They're not working that hard. Now, without any further ado, I'd like to bring to the stage a cat you all know and love. He's a legend in his own mind. Please, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Triple H, Harry the Hippie Henderson.
Thank you, man. It's groovy to be here. I really dig Open Mic Night here at the Fuzzy Popsicle. It gives me a chance to bring my words to you, the peoples. I've got something new for you tonight. I'd like to do it for you right now. I call this one Masks. Professor? Groovy. When you go out now, the man, he acts that we all should be out there wearing masks. Not to hide our identity, but to keep ourselves and others disease-free. And now they're telling us, my friend, the masks can cut off your oxygen. We're all staying healthy, but our brains are annoyed because our little brain cells are getting null and void. Dig? That will make you slow and sluggish, you see? Kind of like our economy. So if that's the problem, I have a solution for you. Here's what old Triple H thinks you should do. Go up to the economy and pull its mask off. And everybody remember, cover your mouth when you cough. Thank you. Thank you. You're groovy. Make sure to tip the poet, too. You dig?
Our super secret studios, where we're safe from rioters and looters unless somebody leaves some Krispy Kreme donuts on the table in the break room. It's the Health and Wealth Show, the radio program where we tell you all about your money. We make no bones about it.
If we took the bones out, it wouldn't be crunchy, would it?
Well, you got me there. Now, here's a guy who's got the fingers of his right hand on the pulse of your portfolio, and his fingers on his left hand are going for that last Krispy Kreme donut. It's David Earnest.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Rusty. Where's that crispy? Wait. I got the one with the cream in it.
I don't see it. I think the mayor.
Did he get the goodie?
When he came through, he got the last donut. I don't know. He's talking. I don't know what he's talking about. He's talking about something happened back in the 50s and Richard Nixon.
I was born in the 50s.
Yeah, this is probably before you were born.
Oh, it was 1 year before you were born, David.
I do not know what he's talking about.
I wouldn't know what he was talking
about. It's just so good to have David back in the studio.
Yes, I'm really so excited.
Glad you're back. Guys, there's been so many people that have been wearing masks where I came from. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to be able to take mine off. You know, down at the beach, mm-hmm. when you get on those elevators, you got to have a mask because you don't know what you're going to get into down there.
Well, real quick, I wanted to do this.
Okay.
Because a lot of things going on. This is just a PSA for you folks.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go.
Don't go.
Downtown.
There you go.
When you've got worries,
jump in when you know the word.
Noise and the hurry seems to help, I know.
Don't go.
Go. Downtown.
Uh-huh.
Just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty.
And don't go downtown.
You'll have to listen to a speech.
Yeah, well, he's at a school somewhere, and I don't know what he's talking about. I still have not, I can't make it. Maybe it's because I'm trying to read subtitles or something.
Well, today we're going to talk about unmasking some problems.
And there are plenty of them out there.
Yeah. Unmasking financial psychopaths inside the minds of investors in the 21st century. And there's been lots of them.
Wow. Psychopaths.
Like, what you call him? What's the guy on Psycho? What was his name?
Come on.
With a knife.
Norman Bates.
Norman Bates. Yeah. Well, he's a nut, wasn't he?
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what. There's a lot of nutty things going on right now.
Speaking of nutty, did you tell me your daughter commandeered your headphones?
Yes.
Your glow-in-the-dark pink $5 below headphones?
Yes, they're her favorite.
Well.
Uh-oh.
Hang on to these.
I'm not going to let her
look
see
that. Okay, I did not want
you
to go unfestooned.
Oh, well, I appreciate it.
Rusty got her a new pair of pink
glow-in-the-dark headphones.
We could write a song about that.
We could.
Yeah.
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah. So, all these masks that we're having to wear, you mm-hmm. know, could wearing a mask, the psychology of wearing a face mask, mm-hmm. could, you know, just like the market is going up and it seems to be a smiling face.
Yeah.
But, you know, could it really be what you need? Because, you know, for example, the N95 mask is estimated to reduce O2 intake anywhere between 5 and 20%.
Right.
So if you're unhealthy, that could be bad. Now, that's a lot. Even if you are healthy, that's a lot. If you wear a mask long enough, it can damage the lungs. There's no doubt about it. If you have 5 to 20% less O2 coming in. And I was talking to somebody today. They said, well, I'm going to do a little test. I'm going to put my finger on, you know, one of those O2
saturation
yeah. things. And yeah. see. I said, well, yeah, let me know how it works out. But what about masking your market values? You know, what's going on right now? The market went up again, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no rhyme or reason to it. People are going, well, how can that happen? There's nothing that is really going on that's good. I mean, we got rioting going on. We got viruses going on. We got companies not making any money going on. We got everything bad you can imagine going on, and the stock market's going up.
Hmm.
What kind of mask are they wearing? Why are they wearing to mask the problem?
Maybe they're rolling it up and smoking it.
I think they have to mask the problem, though.
Maybe they are smoking it. They're smoking it going up. Masking a market value can damage portfolio's lungs pretty bad, so to speak. When the dizzy selling season happens, you know, what goes up can come down.
I'm glad you don't have to worry about these problems at Earnest Financial.
Ah, there you go. Yeah. Hey, I taught that
That's
boy.
That's what I'm glad.
He's learned.
You done good, man.
You done good. Market is going up when there's absolutely no reason, concealing the obvious. You know, it's just crazy that things are being masked out there. I mean, the psychology of masking. You know, there's problems when people, when they see somebody with a mask on, they can't tell whether they what they look like. So in their minds, I've been reading a lot about masks, they make them into a beautiful person. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's the psychology of it, so to speak. So the psychology of the stock market is if you can't see the internal problems, you can't see what's really going on, you want to become part of it. You want to wear that mask, and you want to jump in there and make some money. Now, without us talking about what stocks you've been investing in, because we can't do that,
right?
You've been investing on some stuff, and it's been going all going up really fast, right?
Extremely fast.
Extremely fast.
But that's the volatility, though.
And that anything that goes up fast comes down fast.
Exactly.
Right. So, you know, the thing is, what goes up can come down.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, seeing a portfolio's value, true reason for rising, could also make it more attractive. But if you can't see that, the reality is, behind the mask, it could be real ugly.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you don't know when that mask is going to drop, ever.
You know, 50%, did you know that 50% less face with a mask produces 40% more attractiveness?
Are you saying we're all ugly?
Maybe. I didn't say that, but I'm just reading here something about, you know, the psychology of wearing a face mask. You know, our minds, if you ever seen these little trick visions that say, what do you see in this picture?
Yeah.
And you'll, see something. Yeah. In your mind projects that. It makes you see that when that's not even what it is. It's not even that. It's just in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So what I think is going on with the market, this is just my opinion, and I'm sticking with it, is that everybody's seeing everything going up. They're going, ooh, I got to have some of that. I'm going to jump on that. They're not thinking about the ugly side that's waiting on them when they take some mask off and says, hey, ain't worth nothing, man. You just bought them.
Oh, what do you call
them? Hot air.
Pig in a poke.
Yeah.
Well, the mayor finished talking.
Pork bellies.
He wanted everybody to stay home.
The reality of the true value, the reality of what's really going on is that probably the market, look how far down it dropped, and now it's going back up just with the same velocity as it dropped, and there's absolutely nothing that's better or worse.
So is it going up and staying up, or does it go up one day and down the next day?
Well, it's wobbling, but it's up, you know, it's up considerably from the bottom, you know.
And today it was only up 91 points, I mean, but it's still up, though.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. There's a lot of predictors, a lot of predictions, a lot of things. But does anyone really believe that once this pandemic is kind of over with and people are going out, you know, and the face masks are coming off and concealing all these ugly faces, so to speak, of the market. See how I said that? I kind of made it nice.
Made it nicer. And,
yeah.
Not calling us ugly anymore.
You know, and it, not spotting the sadness and fear, you know, where if you focus on the eyes, there's disgust and happiness or whatever. You can't detect that with, you know, because the mouth is being hidden. Well, the market is being hidden right now. Nobody's really talking about what it's really worth, what it really should be worth. But if you look at statistics, it's worth a lot less than it's selling for.
Why do you think it's so overinflated?
Psychology of the mask.
So people think they're getting a good idea or getting a good deal, even though it's not?
Everybody wants a good deal. Everybody wants to get what goodie they can get. Everybody wants on the ride, you know, and you can't blame them. But if you're going to get on a ride, wouldn't you like to ride something that if it starts falling, you got a...
like a safety net?
A safety net, or you've got a, you know, some way to escape the bad part, part of crashing and burning.
You'd sleep a lot better at night.
I mean, even, you know, you've seen these little airplanes that have parachutes in the back of them now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're flying one of those, you know, probably if something goes wrong, you can, you may end up on your nose when you come down, but at least you come down gently, right?
That's true.
You know, you want your retirement plan to not be disturbed. You know, you don't want to be jolted or having to work many more years. I read a lot about in these magazines, you know, and stuff about what's a person to do. Now, this is what the average investment kind of person like me says that you got to do. Well, it's no problem, Mr. Investor. All you got to do is just work a few more years. Mm-hmm. Say what? Now, if I had to tell people that, now, we suggest to people sometimes that they need to work a few more years. Why? Because they never saved any money.
So will you join me in prayer?
But, yeah, we could do that, too.
It's always time to pray, guys.
Always time to pray.
Maybe we need to do that. But, anyway, where was I?
Well, anyways, sorry, if you go with Earnest Financial, you will be safe. Your retirement portfolio will be safe, and maybe a big bonus could be added to what you have. You could recover any market losses, and we're here for you 24/7, even on vacation. Dave is working for you.
Yeah, he worked while he was down there in Florida.
He worked every single day.
Yeah. Yes,
he worked while he was sleeping. His brain was
David doesn't even
pulsating.
Wear that mask, y'all. I'm just kidding. Don't tell Susan that.
Oh, well, I don't wear it all the time.
279-7431 is David's number, and if you'd like to talk to us here this evening, we got the whole crew here this evening, except the Cleghorns. I don't know.
I think they
had something
on
to do.
On Mondays, they don't come in.
They have something they do on Monday. That's
right.
And 272-9228, if you'd like to talk to us, we'd love to hear from you, hear what you have to say this evening.
You know, masking. In the personality, as I said, we're talking about personalities now. I'm not talking about portfolios. We'll get back around to that. In personality, you know, masking can be a process in which an individual changes or masks their natural personality to conform to social pressures.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, that's going on right now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's going on right now. We have a lot of masking going on. In other words, people agreeing, not agreeing, people thinking it's the end of the world, whatever. Yeah. Well, I think we got a call.
Yes, we
got a call.
Let me get everything settled here. I'm trying to make my microphone where it won't jump away from me here. All right, let's see who it is. You're on the air with Leah, David, and Too Tall Matt Ernest. There he is right there. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
Oh, you guys, this is Randy from
Hey, man.
Hey, Ray.
Hi.
I haven't forgot your pepper sauce and your chow chow. I've been, I'm 2 months trying to catch up on all these farm auctions. But we're going to get together. I'm still waiting on when we can get past this coronavirus mess and all sit down and talk about money and life at Roadhouse.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds good.
That you don't even have to hide from that. We know that that's something good, especially that Roadhouse tastes good. We ate there today.
It was delicious.
Well, I've got a free meal coming from there that whenever we get together. But I got maybe off the wall question. You know, and this is maybe advice that I have to pay for. But if I do, then bill me.
Well, what's your question? If we can answer, we will. It was some questions we can't answer because of the laws and the rules. But go ahead, if I can answer it, I will.
I think you can answer this one, guys, is that let's just say that I've got a bunch of land that I can borrow money on that's paid for at 3.6% interest.
Yeah.
And I've got somebody that wants to buy it. You have to excuse me. My son's about to come by me on the tractor. We push on and some of this land. It's saying that. So if I can borrow money on it at 3.6% interest, and I can sell it at 10% interest, and I can borrow the money and get all that cash up front, and then sell it to this person on a second mortgage at 10% interest, what is your vision of that?
Ingenious.
Yeah, pretty good deal.
You know, as long as you put your safety nets in there, like if they miss, you know, payments, you get a good lawyer, you put all the stuff together so that if they don't do what they're supposed to do, then the land just comes back to you automatically.
Well, they have a 60-day right to, and then after the 60 days, they forfeit all forfeiture.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
but I'm just asking you, would that be something that would be feasible? I mean, I don't need the liquid cash flow. It's just I'm thinking that if I could get, you know, $280,000 in cash at 3.6%, and I'll sell it to them for $350,000 at 10%, Would that be a feasible thing? I'm not the smartest pickle in the jar. I'm just an old country boy. Y'all know that.
I think it sounds ingenious to me. As long as you got a way to get it back without a lot of trouble, you know, if they default.
Well, the contract would read in 60 days you default with no terms of legality. You either pay it within 60 days or you lose it.
It sounds like a pretty good deal to me.
Is that something you would do? I know you're
I'd probably look at it really, 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 really hard. I couldn't answer the question on the radio here because of a lot of reasons. But it sounds pretty good. I'd have to look at a lot of things, like if I were to take the money, invest it somewhere, and how much I needed, and you know, over time, and you know, what would happen if I wanted to spend it, and this and that and the other. But
I'm thinking about, if I can interrupt you, in all due respect, if I can interrupt you, what I'm thinking is that this insurance thing you have that is a foolproof operation. There's just really no way to lose. It's small interest, but it's a long-term investment. Is that fair to say?
Correct. Except it probably, we got some of these are projecting 12% returns with a 15% bonus. So, you know, whether they make it or not would be, you know, history in the making.
Yep.
Based on
if that was to happen, then all I'm doing is overpowering my interest and getting more interest from your sources. And at 3.6, I'm getting 10% finance, and I'm still on the property. Then I ought to be able to come out pretty good with that, Dave.
Probably so. I mean, again, it sounds really good. It sounds good. There'd be a lot more questions I'd have to ask, but it sounds good on the surface.
Well, you got my number.
Okay.
And just call me because I'm looking at, and that wouldn't be nothing illegal to overlap interest as long as I own the property free and clear.
No.
Okay. Well, you got my number. Give me a call when you get a minute because I'm not the smartest pickle in the jar, but.
Well, sounds like you're pretty smart.
I don't know, but hey. Don't forget, I got your chow chow and y'all's pepper sauce. I'm chasing auctions right now on all this farm equipment I got, and I listen to your show every single day, regardless of what I'm doing.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate that. We really do.
Yes, we do.
Really do.
All right. Well, y'all have a good one.
Thanks a lot, Randy, for the call, Randy.
We appreciate it. Man, out there working.
We love Randy.
He's working hard. Right. He's working hard physically and mentally.
Got his boy out there working.
Yeah, that, I love it. Hey, that gives me a good idea.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-oh. I didn't know you had a bush hog. You drive a tractor, Matthew?
Oh.
Oh, man. If it's got wheels on it, I can drive.
Uh-oh.
You know, that's what you got to do. You got to think about things. You know, business is business. Deals are deals. And I can't answer his question on the air, but I could, you know, I could hint around at it. But the point is, you know, you've got to unmask the problem.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The negatives and the positives. You got to unmask the positives. You got to unmask the negatives. And take a look at both of them and add them up and subtract the difference and, you know, see what it is that you like about it.
Just see what happens.
Just see, you know. So there's always good and bad and ugly of everything.
Well, I'm going to tell you, something good's going to happen if you call David Ernest, 279-7431. I don't think anything bad could happen other than you would get disconnected and you could call him right back.
Well, there's one thing that's good.
You might get a free lunch out of it.
Yeah. You might get a free lunch, but you also would never lose any of your money because it's all guaranteed by insurance companies.
Well, that's pretty cool. What's that phone number, Leah?
334-279-7431.
That's it. I'm impressed.
That's it.
She's been working on it.
She's all over it.
These millennials, you know.
I'll tell you what, man. She's
now, listen, she can do anything with a computer. She can do anything with a phone. But they're not used to memorizing phone numbers because they don't have to anymore.
I have some phone numbers memorized.
Uh-huh. Have you ever used a rotary phone?
Yes, my grandmother had one.
Did she?
You know what one is then?
Yeah, my grandma had one.
We had one. We had a party line when I was a kid.
Oh, y'all had a party every day.
We had a party line.
Yeah, I used to have a party listening in.
Well, I think that was part of
did
it.
Did you call Mount Pilot from that party
line? Yeah, we'd get Sarah to get a Mount Pilot on there for us. And we had to stay off the phone on Sunday afternoon because those ladies talked for 2 hours.
Oh, yeah, right.
We're going to take a break here. Why don't we go ahead and do it now? We'll just take a quick break.
And we'll come back and we'll talk about more fun stuff, more ways to save money with David Ernest.
Sounds good to me.
279-7431. We're going to talk about the car show.
Yep. Oh, yeah, we need to talk about
that. We're going to talk about the latest health and wealth show that did not make it to TV.
Yeah.
But that was some technical difficulties. Wasn't nothing on them. And we'll talk about other stuff here on the Health and Wealth Show on News Talk.
But it is on YouTube.
Yes, it is. I was going to mention that, but we don't have to mention that now. Thanks.
You know, I talk with David Ernest all the time, and I ask him questions like, David, what's going to happen with the economy?
Look, who knows what's going to happen? That's the problem. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. So why do you want to lose your dough if you don't know?
And what about the stock market? How safe is that for investing?
If you're young, fine. Keep on using that stock market in an aggressive way. But if you're getting close to retirement, maybe you need to take a look at what we do.
And it's easy to take a look at what we do. Just call David Ernest at 279-7431.
When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
279-7431.
What about them gigantic bonuses that we add up front? Or the insurance companies do. When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
Call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show, where we bring you good news about your money. Princess Leah Williams.
Hello.
Matthew Too Tall Ernest is here. And, of course, back from vacation, it's David Ernest. And I just heard some disturbing news.
What's that?
Downtown, they were busing in alligators. Now, I don't know what in the hell they're doing down there with alligators. Because, what?
Huge.
Oh, I'm sorry. Agitators. I'm sorry. I thought they were going to put an alligator out there to bite you or something. That's kind of spooky. You know, you're walking downtown minding your business and
I thought they were setting up a shoe business.
Alligator jumps out. Yeah, that could be. I'm going to tell my joke. I'm going to tell it and just see what happens.
Okay.
So this morning, did y'all hear?
What?
Governor Ivey shows up to work. She's wearing this slinky outfit from one of these, like, what do you call it? What used to be in the mall?
You said love stuff earlier.
Well,
on
yeah,
phone,
I wasn't
right?
going to give them a plug, though. Yeah, but it was love stuff. She showed up with this sexy outfit on. And they said, Governor, what are you doing? She said, well, this is the case I have to turn on the National Guard. And they said, Governor, that's activate. Activate. That's,
oh, man.
It could happen. It could happen. It's you have to just suspend belief. We've been talking with David this evening. He's fresh back from the beach. It looks like he might have got a little sun.
No, they both do.
He had his flip-flops on and cool. He had sand everywhere.
Yeah.
And you've been studying up on stuff. We've been talking about...
Well, you know, the thing about the face mask and masking thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, I got to thinking about it. Everybody is thinking about face masks. They're dreaming about them in their dreams and everything. Mm-hmm. They're even trying to name, you know, the astronomers are trying to name asteroids after them now.
Yeah.
You know, something called the 1998 OR2.
Yeah.
It's 1.2 miles across in size. It's an asteroid.
An asteroid.
We got a caller.
Yeah.
Maybe it's
from an asteroid. Who knows?
Maybe.
You're on the air with David, Leah, and Matthew. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
This is William.
Hey,
William.
Man.
Hey,
y'all,
William.
Me and William went fishing Friday night.
Oh.
We had us a time.
Catch anything?
Well, we won't know for a few days till the results. Oh, you mean that? No, actually, we caught three catfish, but we just didn't catch enough to keep, so we tossed them back in.
Yeah.
Well, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right on the way to the house. Did I hear you say they're hauling out a bunch of agitators downtown?
I thought they said alligators. I'm sorry. I was mistaken.
Was it agitators? Alligators, that'd be pretty cool. You know, they're fun to wrestle. But,
yeah.
I'm just wondering if they're hauling in a bunch of agitators. What'd they do to the rest of the washing machines?
They left it out at the county line.
Well, I guess I could pick it up and take it down out to the scrap yard and make me a little bit of beer money.
Oh, yeah, or you could throw it out there in the lake and make us some structure to fish by.
There you go.
We needed something the other night.
I tell you what, man, we had them all. We sat out there talking. The bugs wasn't too bad. And when the birds quit flying around, we were under the bridge.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The birds quit flying around, we were okay. But it was so funny. Them little birds look out like, hey, what are you looking at? And we just...
Hey, it's time to go to bed. Y'all shut up down there.
What's wrong with y'all? We had a good old time.
Yeah, and I discovered the next... when it got daylight the next morning, I discovered that the back end of the boat had drifted over under the roosting spot, and I had some cleaning to do.
Uh-oh. Well, at least it wasn't on us. I thought about that, too.
Yeah,
all right, man, everything okay?
Yeah. I just wondered about them washing machines and agitators, that's all.
Well, I'll try to find out where they're at.
Yeah, do that. Hey, we're gonna have to do that again. We're gonna try to do better. I gotta get educated on this fishing thing.
Yeah, we gotta get us some lights.
Yeah, they didn't like that disco strobe light.
No, they didn't. They didn't. They were dancing. They just wasn't biting. All right, man. We'll talk to you later on.
Bye, William.
All right,
bye. Thanks a lot. Yeah, we had a good time. We got out right before dark, and I think we sat out there. We fished 2 or 3 hours, and then we sat out there till about 11.
Yeah.
We talked about, money and stuff. And I said, I told him he needed to call David Ernest.
Well, thank you.
That's right. I do commercials anywhere.
You know, everyone has these fears, you know, phobias, anxiety, all these things. You don't really need them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, now, whether you need a face mask when you get into a crowd or not, it's debatable. Mm-hmm. I've heard that you need them. I've heard you don't need them.
Right.
You know, I'm not even going to go there because I don't even think, you know, they really know.
Do you have the people covered that's got the FOMO?
The what?
The
fear
FOMO.
Of missing out.
Fear of missing out. Oh. You thought I was being ugly, didn't you? That's something else. That's a different word.
I got you.
Yeah, I mean, that could be something like with what you're doing. You know, somebody is tied up in the stock market and they're like worried and they're saying, well, what am I going to do? Well, you know, you look and see what David Ernest is doing or he can do.
Right.
And you get the fear of missing out. And you don't have to.
And you don't have to blush later.
No.
You know, when you suffer from dread and you notice that they might be a blush or an anxious thing coming to make it because you made a negative judgment,
right.
There won't be any negative judgments made because we can't lose any money.
Exactly.
We can only make money. So you won't be embarrassed later on from making a bad judgment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the market, there's nothing wrong with using the stock market.
Right.
The problem is if you're using it for the wrong thing. There's nothing wrong with playing with it.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with using it if you know a little bit about it. But if you're trying to depend upon the market completely for your retirement, mm-hmm. I've had people call me, and believe it or not, they said, well, I had no earthly idea I could lose that kind of money. They didn't tell me. I said, they didn't tell you that it could go down? They did not. They told me that I could make a lot of money, and that's all I remember.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people remember positive things. They don't remember the negative things. And the thing is that you've got to realize there's good, bad, ugly of everything,
mm-hmm.
Including our products, including the. But the thing about if you're nearing retirement, and it would be very ugly if you had to work another 5 or 10 years or completely lose your opportunity to retire. That would be embarrassing.
It would.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
And you know, you got your stuff in your stock market. You could have something in with Ernest Financial as well.
You can do both.
You don't have.
We
to
have
be,
plenty
yeah,
of people that
yeah.
do both.
Oh yeah, yes, we got people
can.
To do both.
You
we
are.
Got, but they, it's like, you know, piggy bank money.
Right.
When you put money, you're teaching a child. You say, put the money in the piggy bank. That's the safe money. But then you give them this other money and say, go buy you some candy. That's the waste money. Yeah.
Right.
You know, save money and waste money. The money that you could waste, you can play with it. The money that's got to be in the piggy bank, it's got to be safe. Safe and waste. There's both.
There you go. Yeah.
That's right.
You got to use both analogies.
And as you said, you don't have to be fearful. You don't have to worry about your money.
No.
Just call David Ernest.
At 334-279-7431.
She's all over.
Yes, man. I know y'all, it's taking her time.
She has a very, very good memory.
I'm talking. Oh, let's see.
Well, the process of switching over to us from anything that you do have is relatively stress-free. We really take all the worry off of your plate. And I keep saying it, but we're always here for you. Like, there is never a time that we're not going to be available to you.
That's right. We're sort of like the old-timey doctors. We are on call. Mm-hmm. You know,
we do checkups once a year. We do like a financial checkup now.
Sometimes
we
do them twice a year if you need them.
Yeah. That's right.
They'll come to your house. You can pay them with a chicken. You know, just that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Of course, you really don't get paid by your clients.
No. The insurance companies pay us.
That's something people don't realize.
Yeah. See, what happens is if you go down to a bank and you do business with a bank, you don't pay the bank a fee unless you're dealing with their wealth department. Mm-hmm. And then maybe you pay them 1% or 2% a year.
Yeah.
We don't have that going on. In our situation, it's the insurance companies pay us to do business with you, but we find ways for you to make more money dealing with... So if we're independent, we can deal with all these different companies, all these different products. Mm-hmm. And on average, we can show you where you can make at least 1%, maybe even more, per year by using the system we use versus a captive system. And I'm not knocking captive folks.
Right.
Captive agents have, you know, there's good, bad, and all that. But the point is, if you have the flexibility to be able to move things around and be more in tune to what is better... That's better.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to be beholden to some company just because you're working for them.
Right.
Just like if you go down to the bank, that bank person's not going to offer you a CD with another bank. They'll get fired.
Exactly.
Probably, yeah.
But we can offer you an annuity with a different company if it's better for you. And that's what we want. We work for our clients.
Yeah.
Now, there's this old, we'll just talk about it here. There's a program where you have to answer a question. Who do you work for, insurance companies or clients?
Uh-huh.
We work for our clients. Technically, you're working for the insurance companies. But if we weren't working for our clients, we'd be fired because our clients are our boss.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? So everything's about the client. 100% of it is for the client, and we will switch things around or do things that's better for the client in a jiffy. We won't even worry about it.
And that's quicker than a hot minute almost is a jiffy. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, and we work with plenty of other experts, too, if we're not sure about something. Like, we always get the answer for you. Mm-hmm.
That's right. We work with accountants. We work with attorneys. We've got them, work with us. Now, anything that's related to what we do,
we
have to know.
Right.
And we have to be able to point you in the direction. We're sort of like a... general practitioner when it comes to medicine, except it's a financial thing. In other words, if we know you need to use an accountant, we got to tell you that. If we know you need to use an attorney, or we could suggest that you talk to an attorney about a trust. There's all kinds of things. There's products that would be beautiful if we could put them into a trust for you on your benefit. There's things that you might not even comprehend exist, like tax-free things. This situation that we're in right now and this government problem, you see all these bad things going on. How do you think we're going to pay for all that in the long run? How do you think that's going to get paid for?
Taxes.
So why would you not want to be thinking about taxes of the future?
Oh, yeah, they're going to be here, too.
They're going to come. And what about
inflation?
Inflation. Oh, yeah. A lot of people say, well, they're not going to tax us. They're politicians. Guess what?
That's what they do.
They can tax you without you even seeing the tax.
Yeah. They
it's
do
sort
it.
Of like a magician that would rob your billfold and you don't even know they've got the hold of it.
Well, you know, when I worked in retail the last time, I had a guy come in one day and he had a tax number, which means his tax was deferred. He paid quarterly, I guess.
Yeah.
And he told me, I don't pay no tax. I said, well, you really, you do. And he's like, huh? I said, yeah, there are taxes built into the cost of this part.
Yeah.
I said, there's state taxes, there's federal taxes, there's taxes.
Import taxes.
Yeah, taxes that got it from where they made it to here. I said, so there, you're paying taxes. Yeah.
It's all wrapped into the price. Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to get double and triple tax.
Well, yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
If, let's take Social Security, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Means testing will be what probably they're going to do. They're already doing it. Have you ever heard anybody say, well, I can't make my such and such amount of money this year. Mm-hmm. If I do, they'll take half of it away from me.
Right.
That's means testing.
Mm-hmm.
That means that if you make too much, they take it away from you, right?
Yep. Yeah.
But guess where it shows up? This thing called the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
What's the bottom line in taxes? The taxable amount, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't show up, it's not on the bottom line. It don't get taxed. It don't get counted, which means you get to draw more Social Security if they're going to do that in the future, which they're already doing. But it will get worse. You think that this is going to end? You think they're not going to pay, raise taxes? They'll either raise it with inflation or they'll do things with means testing, which means if you're Social Security, they'll say, oh, we've never cut Social Security. Never cut it. No. You right. just taxed it, or you means tested it, and you cut it. That's what you did, and they're mm-hmm. already doing it.
Yeah.
So, which means you need to be thinking about your retirement plan being tax deferred, tax free, and all those other good things. Or tax shifting. You know, shift it from tax deferred or taxable to tax free, or shift it from taxable as you go to tax deferred. There's all kinds of things you need to know. You need to, you know, knowledge is a weapon. If you don't know, if you don't have a weapon, especially in this day and age, you could get hurt.
You have to have, you have to be packing. That's right, yeah. But real quick, shift gears here. I saw a video today from Earnest Financial.
Yes.
And if you at home would like to see this video, they can find it where?
On Facebook at... You just search at Earnest Financial, or just search in the search bar, Earnest Financial. We have a website. It's www.retirewithearnest.com. You can leave your name, your phone number, and your email, and we will get back to you very quickly. And you can always call us, email us. You can email us at earnestfinancial@yahoo.com. We're always available, guys.
And tomorrow night is Take It Home Tuesday. We'll have goodies to give away. Wednesday
why
is
Wednesday. Why don't we give something away tonight?
I mean, we can. Sure.
When It Wednesday is Wednesday, and then, of course, Thursday is Conspiracy Night with Terry Adams. And I just wanted to put this in real quick while I was thinking about it, the car show.
Yes. Oh, yeah. June 20th.
Just weeks away. Yes. What are we calling the car show?
The Crave Car Show.
The Crave Car Show. Okay.
Yeah, so if y'all are craving cars and craving Crave, come to the car show.
Okay.
June 20th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
At
8125 Decker Lane. There's going to be live music. There's going to be food. There's just entertainment for the whole family.
Uh-huh. And
prizes and trophies and medals.
And we're going to film another television show.
That's right.
Now, there were some technical problems with the last one. I think it was the wind noise, because it was like 40 miles.
And Elvis almost lost his scarves.
Yes.
Elvis, they almost blew, and I think his wig almost got blown.
Elvis looked like a kite out there. But that did not get on the air, but we did put it on Facebook. You can, and it's on YouTube as well.
Yeah, it's on the Earnest Financial Facebook and on Rusty's Facebook.
There you go. So, we're all caught up. We got a few minutes left.
You want a trivia question?
Sure. You got one?
Well, let's do it the way we normally do it. What have we been talking about? What is it that the psychology of wearing what?
What's everyone wearing?
These days, what is it?
Yes.
Clothes? What are we giving away if they know what everybody's wearing?
We're going to give away a one large topping pizza from the Crave Cafe.
There you go. Oh yeah, and so, if you'll watch our video, you'll see Chef Latrice on there making a pizza.
Yeah, 272-9228.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
So what are we talking about? The psychology of wearing what? You know, what is it that's being covered up these days? Well, probably a lot more than you think.
Didn't we have a poem about it at the beginning of the show? Didn't that Triple H guy? The hairy hippie guy? He talked about it.
Something that covers everything up to keep you from getting sick, supposedly.
It ain't that
what
lady,
is that?
It ain't that lady on TV.
272-9228.
She's got on a bikini.
Matthew, you all right? Your head snapped around so quick.
I'm just listening. Yes.
272-9228. Give us a call.
So when it comes to tax-free, tax-deferred, you know, those kind of things is what we're really good at. Uh-huh. But also, where it comes to protecting your assets, we're even better.
Okay, and we've got a call.
Got a call.
Let's see who it could be. Thank you for calling. Hello, are you there? I was going to give you a big build up, but here you are.
I'm here.
Who's this?
Yeah, I'm Dave.
It's Dave. Hey, Dave. We got lots of Daves, man.
I actually spoke to David Ernest briefly on the phone today about the lead-in song you had for a while.
Hey, yes, I do remember that. Yes. And that was a good information. Thank you for letting us know that. I mean,
you're welcome.
I agree with you on it totally, 100%.
I know. I figured you would. Hey, so you're asking a question about what people are wearing?
Yes.
Masks.
There you go.
That's it.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding, yeah.
What are we giving away?
We're giving away a large one-topping pizza.
Yeah, you got a pizza there. You'd already won something, or did you?
No, I've never called into the show except for the time I left a voicemail and you called me.
Well, not only do you get to hear my voice from today, you get a pizza with it.
There you go.
I don't know if
and
you've the got pizza's the, probably better.
You've got the phone number, so call that and leave your information, and they'll send it to you.
Yeah.
Well, then it won't send you the pizza, I don't think, but they'll send
you. No, the pizza will not be sent in the mail. I promise you won't.
Which phone number do I need to call?
279-7431. That's 279-7431. We have voicemail standing by.
I think I have that saved, and then you gave me your cell phone number today as well.
Yeah, yes.
Not that one, but the 279 number.
Yeah, 279-7431. You can, you know, what a lot of people don't understand, or maybe I'll just go ahead and tell you, my cell phone number is on my voicemail. So I always leave
it
on
the website.
And it's on the website. So it's not like it's a great secret or anything like that. It's just we just like folks to call 279-7431 so we can keep up with who's trying to call us.
I need to call that to give information for the pizza.
Yes. Correct.
Yes.
Correct. Okay. I've already got
Thank you for your show. I appreciate your show. Thank you for the entertainment, the humor, and the good advice.
Thank you, Dave.
Excellent. Thank
Dave.
You, sir.
But by the way, Dave, you've got a good name.
Old Dave.
I like
Thanks, Dave. Dave calling on the phone. All right.
Dave calling Dave. How about that?
How about that? That's kind of like one of those.
And then he won something.
With the planets line up, isn't it? So, Leo, what's going on with you? You got anything big this week?
No. Not really. We just have soccer practice and work.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, and
but she's been doing a great job.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Oh yeah, David, y'all are back. And when did y'all get back? I think I talked to you one night and
we came back on Friday.
Yeah.
You know, my wife really wants to go back down again, so we may leave on a Friday and come back on a Sunday or a Monday or something like that.
Yeah. All right. That sounds good. And Matthew, what's going on with you, man?
Oh man, just the kids are out of school for the summer, so we're gonna have some time by the pool this week.
Get them
work done, and I'm gonna hang out with my kids. And
do they both swim?
We're working on it. I got one of them swimming pretty good.
That's good.
My little girl, she's still got a little bit of work left.
I thought girls usually picked up stuff quicker than us boys.
It depends
on a lot, you know, how much you work with them and various things.
Right.
You know,
there's a lot of variables to everything.
Everybody's different.
And everyone's financial situation is different.
Yes, indeed.
Why we have a client-focused approach, and that's why we are good at what we do, guys.
That's
we look at every variable.
And see, if you call 279-7431, you could talk to David, you could talk to Leah, you could talk to Matthew. I'm not there. You wouldn't talk to me. You could ask for me, and they'd let me know, call you. But these three, they know what they're doing. They've got it going on. They know the ins and outs of this thing, and they can guide you down the path to financial security. But you have to call 279-7431 for them to help you. Yeah. 279-7431.
That's right. Mm. And, you know, we are expanding, we hope, very soon.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we're already in Birmingham.
Yes.
But
yes.
I think Birmingham is going to start broadcasting us 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
And then where else were we talking about?
Well, we're looking at Huntsville and Mobile. We haven't got that all wrapped up yet. But if it all comes to fruition, we'll be broadcasting the entire state of Alabama 7 days a week.
Man, that's pretty something much. Else. And yeah. they can know that it all happens right here.
Yeah.
At Blue Water Broadcasting in Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah, that's right.
And they're thinking those poor people. No. I think we do a very entertaining, very informative program.
Well, I agree.
You know, if you're not entertaining, people don't really want to hear the humdrum of everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at the news. It's all negative, 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 negative all the time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, what we're trying to do is be positive, 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 positive. You look at your stock market portfolio, and it's negative, negative, negative sometimes. Mm-hmm. But we just want you to look at it as positive, positive, mm-hmm. positive all the time.
Well,
never lose.
Everything going on downtown right now, yeah. See, I had a way to make that positive.
You did?
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't have to say words like A-N-T-I-F-A.
No, I didn't fool with all that. But see, the thing is, through the grapevine, I have heard, and I've seen this on the news, mm-hmm. that wherever these people show up to act a fool, somebody is delivering bricks. They're delivering pallets of bricks.
Stuff, yeah.
Okay, well, I kind of figured if I got to town early today, I could go down there. And they probably wouldn't miss some of the bricks because I've been needing some bricks to do a little walkway in front of my. All right. And I'm thinking, I'll just go down and get some of the bricks before they bust them up. And, you know, that would turn out positive for me. Of course, they'd probably get me for, you know,
obstructing
a riot. Yeah, you know, yeah. But my mama said, don't you go down there.
Yeah, just like they might want to get me for obstructing a stock market drop.
Well, yeah, and you do that, and you do it every single day. You you save people from losing their money.
Look, I am not against stock market. I'm not against the people who do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just when you get to a certain point in time, or if you can't afford that money to go away, we just change the gears where if the market goes up, you make money. If it goes down, you don't. We just change it around the way it works and using these guarantees. But I would say 12% return plus a 15% bonus last year was a pretty good return that can't go away. Wouldn't you think that, Liz?
Oh, I would love that.
I think it's
we had a lot
idea.
Of folks that did that. And, you know, it's just amazing. People say, well, hey, I heard that annuities only make 2 or 3%. You've been reading that garbage that Ken Fisher puts out there. Do you think for 1 second that Ken Fisher would like to lock in a 12% return and say that you could never lose it? You know, guys, don't believe all the hoopla. Everybody has good, bad, and ugly. It doesn't matter whether it's annuity, stocks, our wives or husbands or girlfriends or dogs or cats, whatever you got. There's good, bad, and ugly of everything, okay? There's good and bad, ugly people. Look at the people that are riding out there.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that a lot of those people are up to no good because they're not doing it for the goodness of their heart. There's people out there doing it from the goodness of their heart. That was good. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, but for people that are being hired potentially to do it, that's not good. Okay, if that's the case. I don't know if that's the case. But the point is, it's all about what's good for the person and good for who's being helped. So the minds of the investors in the 21st century, you know, unmasking financial psychopathic situations, in other words, believing that the stock market is really worth what it's being taunted as right now,
mm-hmm.
could be a major mistake in the long run, or maybe even the short run.
Mm.
You don't need to be in that situation. In my opinion, you do not need to be in that situation if you're about to retire anytime soon. You just don't need to risk most of your assets that way because you might have to work longer. You might be in a situation that you won't get what you want.
That's right.
It's just not going to be good.
Yeah.
Why
go.
Even go there?
There you go.
I mean, it's just not needed.
Use that noodle. Think about it.
Yeah.
And you'll do the right thing.
I mean, that's what everybody needs to be doing,
mm-hmm.
the right thing.
Right.
This whole country needs to be doing the right thing. Our leaders need to be doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to be doing what's best for society as a whole. And preserving your retirement helps society as a whole. Because if you don't have any money, guess where they go get it? Taxes.
Right. That's right.
Everybody else.
Yeah.
Everybody else the same.
And you know
that's
what?
Why you don't want it to show up.
You know what they say about death and taxes.
What's that?
I don't know. I thought maybe you didn't. No. That's a, you can't avoid.
Nothing certain.
You death. Can't avoid death, yeah. But you can avoid taxes. That
yes.
is an
right.
absolute inaccurate statement.
Well, you know, they can tax you after you die, can't they? Inheritance tax.
Well,
or?
Yeah, but I mean, you can avoid that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take it with you.
Yeah, I guess could. Put it in the gasket.
That's
no,
right.
No, you know, fix it where your loved ones get it, and they don't have to be taxed as well. We're working with a guy right now, and I guess I'm not going to mention his name.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, we're doing at least a 10-year stretch IRA because they inherited some money. It was a huge amount of money to them, and they were going to have to pay taxes on it. Lee and I looked for weeks. It took us at least a week or two to find something that would work for this.
They were working in a coal mine. I'm telling you, they were working hard. They were saying, how long will this go on?
But it saves them at least 30 to 40% of that money.
Oh, man, yeah. That's huge.
That's incredible.
Huge. So to think that we can't help people save on taxes is not exactly accurate.
Okay, well, I was just looking at the clock here, and it's looking back saying, why haven't you looked sooner? Because it's about that time. Lee, are you back tomorrow night?
No, Ainsley has soccer.
Okay, and you'll be back tomorrow night.
Yes, I'll be here.
Matthew will be here too. All right, and keep me in line.
Don't everybody rush off because we got to put something together that we're doing later in the
week. Oh, yeah.
You got to help me out here. But I wanted a song to go out with, and I was looking for something about a mask. Well, I couldn't find anything good, but here is something from The Mask. You remember Jim Carrey and The Mask?
Yeah.
All right.
And we'll be back tomorrow night with the Health and Wealth Show here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Here we go.
Shut up and help me down.
All right.